بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. We continue our lesson with regard to how to improve our salah and make our salah a reality. Then see, as we have learned already, once our namaz, our salah comes into order, our entire deen will come into order. And then our entire dunya, our whole life will come into order. And then we'll see the enjoyment of life is something else. So in this regard, we continue with the lessons that we learned yesterday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that that person is successful already, who in his salah he has got khushu. And what is this khushu? As we are busy discussing and learning now about this khushu, khushu means that concentration, that humility, and not what we understand concentration and humility, what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. So this is what we're learning. Yesterday we ended a year that somebody asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that what is this khushu? What is this khushu all about? Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said that khushu is a condition of the heart. It's not an outward condition. Sometimes a person thinks, I want to be humble, and he acts humble, he shows a humble form. Like in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person, youngster, was performing salah and keeping his head down and very humble. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to walk around with a whip, with a small stick. So he poked him at the back and then he said, stand normal, because at-taqwa hauna, at-taqwa hauna. He tapped his heart. That taqwa is in the heart, not just in your outward form. So as we will learn that our postures of namaz, we have to stand up straight. Our head also has to be straight, our gaze has to be down by sajda position. So sajda khushu is a condition of the heart which we learn as we do the cause that we have to do of ma'rifat of Allah, zikrullah, contact with the shaykh, etc. Then the khushu will come in our hearts, inshallah. Further, with regard to the khushu, Hazrat Qatada radiallahu anhu kehte hai ke dil ka khushu Allah ta'ala ka khauf hai aur nigaah ko neechi rakhna hai. What is this khushu? Is that in the heart, when a person is standing in namaz, you got the fear of Allah. That I'm standing in front of Allah, the greatest of all kings. I mustn't do anything that is out of line, out of order, not appropriate. And then you will keep your gazes low. Like in front of a respectable person, honorable person, you don't just lift your eyes and always look at him. You keep your eyes down, so with utter respect you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ek martaba ek shakhs ko dekha ke namaz mein daari par haath pher raha hai. Irshad farmaya ke agar uske dil mein khushu hota to badan ke sare aza mein sukoon hota. And on one occasion Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a person playing in namaz with his beard. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam remarked that if this person had khushu, humility, concentration, devotion in his heart, the sphere of Allah, then his body would be totally motionless. And this is a sign of khushu. And as Hazrat is teaching us, Allahu Akbar, and these are true mashayikh. These are real shaykh who are, then when they have this great treasure, they want to pass it on to us. And as we have mentioned, this treasure, you can't, the whole world, you can't pay for it. Just one point that Hazrat taught us yesterday, they try not to do any action which is not part of namaz. Just that alone, to pay for that, you can't. And so this is a true shaykh, as we will learn in front. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam remarked and said, and this is a lesson for the whole ummah, that this is khushu, that you must be totally motionless. And this condition will come. It's not difficult that a person might think, what Maulana is talking? In namaz to be motionless. When you do the cause of zikrullah, and you do our islah, as we come here, we have to renew our niyat every day, that I came here for my islah, my spiritual reformation. My heart is tainted with all the rust of dunya. That's why I can't. At the moment I start namaz, my thoughts are wavering all over. So first of all, we have to do a cause to bring our thoughts into one direction. And this is why we come to our Shaykh. That you bring your thoughts in one direction. And then they divert your thoughts now towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they will divert you. Like in the early time, one buzur One person, Dihati, Valija came to him for his Islam. So this man's thought was all over. The dishevel thinking of this, that. So the Buzruk tried to divert his attention and bring it into one direction. So he asked him, what do you love? What have you got? Then he thought, Valija had a buffalo. So he says, I got a buffalo. My buffalo does lot of work for me. So he says, think of your buffalo. Bring this love of your buffalo in your mind all the time. So as he brought his concentration on one buffalo, then he turned his attention from the buffalo towards Allah. That who gave you this buffalo now? Who made this buffalo? So our attention, myself, is all muntashir. It's all spread out. We come in the masjid, we are busy with something, and that is also like dreams. A person all day you see this, that, and then you see different dreams, and you think, oh, I saw dreams. It's all the thoughts of the day. And then shaitan puts extra thoughts. Otherwise, you see, when the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more when they have done this course, they have got this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the moment they start their namaz, is like a switch. They just put up everything else, whatever work they were doing. It's not that they don't do work. They also went to the bazaar to buy something. But when they came back, they're still not thinking of checkers and pick and pay, I forgot to buy that. Immediately they put their switch on, I'm standing in front of Allah. In front. So this, and a person might think this is not possible, and many times a person has a wrong idea with regard to buzurs. That Moana, he says, no, you must be simple, but see these buzurs, they're driving in smart cars. They're living in the posh houses sometimes. Example of this is, like one king, he sent his son, a prince, he sent his son to a buzurg for his islah, for his reformation. And this buzurg was a very wealthy buzurg. He had a very luxurious house, palace. So the moment when that prince came, he saw, oh, what kind of buzurg is this? So big house. Where is he going to make my islah? He is like a king. Where is he going to make my islah? So the buzurg, Allah Ta'ala, put in his heart, kashf already. So he locked all the doors of his house, right round. So this prince, he thought he's going to get royal treatment, that I'm a prince, they're going to welcome me with great respect, but he had to walk right round to find an entrance there. That alone made his islah, how is islah. Then the sheikh to make his islah, Allahu Akbar, special treatment the sheikh made, that the sheikh ordered him that you must take a glass of milk, full glass, and just put a lid on top, and he sent with him, he says, you must take this glass to the next town. You must walk with this glass through the whole town. And I'm sending with you a swordman, a man with a sword, that if you drop one drop of milk, he is allowed to chop off your head immediately. And he arranged with the king of the time, that put lights on, decorate the town, and music, everything. But now this prince had a job to do, that he was worried of his life. So he had to take that milk with so much concentration, and so much he has to be worried. He went with that milk, and he reached that town, not one drop of milk dropped. And when he came back, then the sheikh asked him, that you brought the milk? He says, yes, I brought it back, not one drop of water. He says, how was the light on the road? Say, what lights? He says, how was the music on the road? He says, what music? Because he didn't pay attention to that. Because his attention was here. So this is our islah. When we bring our directions into our sheikh, will bring our direction into one focus. Then when you start namaz, you'll know if somebody making a noise, that doesn't mean that is against your concentration. That is something else which we will learn in front also. But this is, and so that's why we find the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shouldn't get a wrong idea that they, when they have these luxuries, it doesn't affect their heart. It's not that they after, whether they drive the best car and you take them somewhere, they chauffeur driven, it doesn't affect their heart. It's just to go from one place to another. They know this is dunya. So dunya doesn't affect your heart. That is why Allah Ta'ala did not prohibit that use the best of dunya. Use the best of dunya, but first do your training, that you don't have the love of dunya in the heart. For this is important, that when the love of Allah comes, then like our Shaykh says so beautifully, you can have 1 million rand check right by your heart, but you won't have 1 cent in your heart. So this is the training that we have to do, and this is the khushu. And like when you do this, then you'll see that a person all the time, he'll be in, when the pious servants out of namaz, they in contact with Allah, they in the thoughts of Allah, then in namaz, what is the question about them? Otherwise, yeah, here it is mentioned, Allahu Akbar. That khushu ke mutalik, aage us sare is risale mein puri wazahat inshallah aa rahi hai. And with regard to this khushu, this concentration, devotion, this condition of the heart, in front it's coming. The whole booklet here inshallah is explaining how to gain this concentration, this devotion. Or otherwise, this is a very important point. Ye baat bhi ke haqeeqi khushu yani dil ka khushu kuch zikr wa shagal karne ke baad hi hasil hota hai. And to gain this khushu is not just by listening to this lesson and not just by reading it. A person has to do the course of zikr, spiritual exercises. What is the zikr? That is, you learn from a sheikh. Have a spiritual doctor. This is a system of Allah. A person might think that I can do zikr on my own. Like Khaja Sahab, a very great murid of Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, great wali, he said, Hazrat, we learn that zikr will do our work. It will connect us to Allah. Then why do we need a sheikh to teach us how to make zikr? So Hazrat, and this is a sheikh, Allah Ta'ala puts in their heart how to do our treatment. Hazrat said, yes, Khaja Sahab, the zikr will do your work. But if you got a loaf of bread on the table and you got a knife, what is going to cut that bread? The knife? But is the bread, the knife just going to get up on its own and cut? Or it needs the hand of somebody? If it's in the hand, and in the hand of an expert, if you put it in the hand of a small child, instead of cutting the bread, the child will cut half the bread and half his finger. So if it's in the hand of an expert, it will cut that bread properly. So zikr, if it's in the hand of an expert, the sheikh, he'll know exactly how to give us zikr. And when we inform him, Hazrat, I'm doing the zikr, I'm feeling too, my head is getting sore, he'll tell you whether you're doing it like this, whether too much or what. So when you do this cause of zikrullah, of the marifah, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then see, out of namaz, your thoughts, Allahu Akbar, will be in connection with Allah. Then in namaz, what can you say? And this is what is called the condition, Hazrat explained, that das bakar dil bayar. After that, you'll be doing all your work. You'll be going to your shop. You'll be going, you're sitting with your family. You'll be joking also. Your hands will be busy, but your heart will be connected to Allah. That even you're talking with your family, I mustn't make ghibat. I mustn't make jokes of somebody unnecessary. In the business also, a woman walks in, immediately you keep your gaze low. Not now all of a sudden your tone becomes very sweet. And while you're talking to her sweetly, your wife phone and she says, I want potatoes. And you say, you think I'm your boy or something. But there you are, it's haram, you're talking sweetly. So this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, as we come here in front, it is mentioned, Allah ta'ala save me, all of us, if we don't do the scores, and we just think that I got concentration, and we pretend, then that type of concentration, warna to agar namazi ke dil mein khushu na ho, if there isn't the fear of Allah in the heart, this humility, this devotion, which is a condition of the heart with Allah ta'ala, that in front of Allah, I must humble myself, not to show people, then, or zahir mein sukoon ho, and outwardly you showing you are motionless, etc. But in the heart, you are not connected to Allah. To hadith se paak mein is munafikana khushu se pana mangta hai. Then in the hadith, refuge, we have been taught that seek refuge from this type of khushu, of devotion, of hypocrisy. They're just putting an outward show. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. This outward show, as it comes in front, what great wa'id and warnings with regard to that type of namaz. And the example of this is that, Hazrat explained a beautiful example, that one pious person was at Haram Sharif and he saw one young boy at Multazam, and were the best place to be making dua, where duas are readily accepted. His chest was at Multazam, and his hands was up, and he's crying, and he's making dua. So he made dua, Ya Allah, open the heart of this boy to me. This is special conditions, everybody, we don't even make dua for those things. This is just to get lessons and to learn. So he said, Ya Allah, let me see this boy's heart. He's crying so much, how much is he connected to you? When Allah Ta'ala gave him kashf, open his condition of his heart, then he saw this boy is crying, but no connection with Allah. Just crying, must be crying for BMW or whatever the case may be. Or crying for one girl, she don't want to accept his proposal, whatever the case may be. And then, he was walking, after that, he went after namaz, he was walking down the road, and then we know the small shops in Haram Sharif, very busy. So one businessman was very busy. And there, they were such experts. One businessman will serve 5-10 people at one time. And he'll give everybody the right change, the right goods. So he was busy serving this man, that man, that man. So this Buzurg made dua again. That, Ya Allah, this man looks like he's in dunya. Open his heart to me, let me see his condition. Allah Ta'ala opened his heart, that he saw that his heart is connected to Allah. So does bakar, dil bayat. You'll be busy with your work, but you'll be worried. I mustn't cheat anybody. I mustn't do the wrong thing. So this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, otherwise just this outward show and putting on a show, Allah ta'ala save me. And this I have to be worried about. That we mustn't think I'm not a munafiq, I'm not a hypocrite. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ibn Mulaika rahmatullahi, a great tabi'i, he says, I met 30 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala in my lifetime. Sahaba who Allah ta'ala acknowledged, wa kullu wa'd Allah husna. Each one of them, jannat is guaranteed for them. Yet, what is the condition? As Hazrat explains, when you do this course of marifat and zikrullah and this khushu comes, as you get this connection with Allah, you see how you come down to earth. Then you realize and you worried all the time. You will improve your namaz, but you'll be, is my namaz accepted or not? Or did I do namaz for show? So this tabi'i says, I met 30 sahaba in my lifetime. Everyone I met, they were worried of nifaq. That please make dua, Allah save me from hypocrisy. So we have to be worried, and that is why we come here for our Islam, to do this course. And as we do this course, then you'll see, not we think, oh, we learned today the sabak, and I just read 2 rakas namaz. No, my namaz, I'm now a buzurg, I'm ponchigena. Where I'm ponchigena? Somewhere else. So Allah Ta'ala, make us understand and realize the reality of things. After that we see, if we just do this course, and this course is not difficult. It's not, as we said, don't think it's overnight. Rome was not built in one day. Overnight you can't jump the whole ladder. Just climb up slowly. And as you climb up, and Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so merciful. A person puts on his ihram here to go for Hajj or Umrah, and just steps out of his house and he passes away. Allah Ta'ala appoints the angel to make Umrah and Hajj for him every year. So if we start with the cause, and we pass away the next minute, but our intention was sincere, that I want to do this cause of getting connected to Allah, nisbat with Allah, and I want this khushu, this concentration, devotion in my namaz, and we pass Allah away, Allah is going to take us as if our namaz was perfect, as if our amal was perfect. But this is a lifelong effort. Till your last, you'll see all the time that you'll just say, my namaz is still far from reality. And you'll improve all the time. And the more you improve, the more enjoyment as we'll come in front and we'll realize what is the reality of namaz. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala informs us, if a person says, hey, this course is not for me, what is this now? Where I got time for this? I got time for business, I must do my football, my cricket, all this. Then Allah Ta'ala says, dusri jaga be khabri se namaz parne walo ke mutalik irshad hai. In another place in the Quran-e-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala mentions those people who perform namaz without concentration, without devotion, without learning about salah, etc., without being informed about these things. Allah Ta'ala says, very stern warning, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاغُونَ. That badi kharabi hai un logo ke liye, jo apni namaz se be khabar hai, jo aise hai ke diklawa karte hai, that there is great loss, destruction. And wail, one meaning is a pit in Jahannam, that the whole Jahannam seeks refuge from this pit. So Allah Ta'ala save us. If we don't care about our namaz today, we got time to do this course, that course. That. You see, a poor man, he's got a cell phone, and he knows how to use the cell phone, but we should be making dua for our hidayat, his hidayat. But nobody is worried about the cause of salah. The real cause is, and here we're getting it free of charge. Wallah, we can't make enough shukr to our shaykh and our mashayikh that how they have made fikr and concern and see as they Allah progress. What concern that now Hazrat in this month every day wants to inform us that be conscious. Just the certain points if we learn every day and be conscious and try myself and bring it into our lives, we'll see Allahu Akbar. That alone is a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise Allah ta'ala says that person has suffered a great loss. He is in total destruction. That person who performs his namaz unmindfully, uninformed, not worried, not learning about it, and just for show, that everybody must see me, I was there for namaz, and I'm in the first serve, and this is my place. Allah Ta'ala, save us all, this is stern warning. But on the other hand, remember, shaitan shouldn't fool you, and say, no, my namaz, I don't have the devotion, I won't get it, so rather I don't perform namaz. Shaitan is too sharp. One is to perform namaz for show, that is a warning. One is we try, but we have weakness. It's not going to come overnight that our thoughts will just come into this thing. We'll have weakness, but what that weakness you try, and you make tawbah istighfar, on that there is no warning. Allah is not giving a stern warning for such people. Those who got this fikr, who's got this concern, this worry, I must start improving my namaz. And we make dua, and we make that effort in that line. So we just have to do this course properly. 40 days, 4 months, regularly, as we do our training, inform our shaykh about it, do our zikr properly as we are taught, then see, and Allahu Akbar, then see the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that their thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So when they perform salah, it's just like a switch, that now they're in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, our dada shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Aqtasab rahmatullah alayhi explained so beautifully this important point. He says that how the Allah Ta'ala has taught through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the dua when you come out of toilet, Ghufranak, oh Allah please forgive me. It's like, actually it's like a person is caught red-handed doing something and you say, please make me maaf, I made a mistake. But you went to relieve yourself, what guna you did in the toilet. But what actually it means, actually, on behalf of the pious servants of Allah, that they are so much in the thoughts of Allah, and Allah has taught us that in a napak place, we shouldn't be even thinking of Allah. Forget taking Allah's name. But they are so much in the thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even in the toilet, their lips want to move, they have to keep it closed, tight, or the thought of Allah Ta'ala comes, so immediately they say, Allah, please make me maaf. Please make me maaf. Or on the other hand, oh Allah, I have to expose my sitr. It was your necessity. But a humble servant, as you do the cause, and you realize Allah's greatness, then you don't show any excuse. And this is the cause, myself, to talk is very easy. To listen is more easier. But when you go through this training of your shaykh, the shaykh just tells you one thing, and my face, we get pulled up, and we think, oh, look at the shaykh. Otherwise, reality of a real murid, a real student, a real son, is if his father tells him to jump into the pond of water and see that you don't come out wet. He won't tell your father your screws are loose. You tell your sheikh you mad or something. No, he'll jump in. And when he comes out and the sheikh reprimands him and says, why are you wet? He won't say, I have to get wet. He'll say, maaf, I made a mistake. That is a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like here, we have to relieve ourselves. But we come out, we say, Ya Allah, maaf, I had to expose my sitr, I had to this thing. And this is what Allah ta'ala loves, that my servant realizes that he is my slave. And upon that, Allah ta'ala raises that person. And then what Allah ta'ala grants this person, he can't imagine. So we should understand and realize, another important point here also is, that khushu, to get concentration and devotion of namaz, is very simple, as Hazrat explained. Just one point, for example, you're standing in namaz, you realize, I'm in namaz. I mustn't do any action that is contrary to namaz. That is part of khushu. So khushu is not what we think istighraq. Istighraq means absorption. That you don't know what is happening around you. And there are certain incidents you learn in the hadith and with regard to our pious servants, as Hazrat will mention during the month also, that forget Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Forget Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Anbiya Ali Musad and Sahaba and Tabi'in. Our buzurgs of recent times, what devotion they had in namaz, and they were totally absorbed that they didn't know what is happening around them. But that is not matloob. That is not the object. That is mahmood. Allah grants it to somebody, alhamdulillah. And that is not even something that we have to really maybe be making dua for it. That is Allah Ta'ala's special favor. Our dua and our object is to gain khushu, this concentration, this devotion, this humility. That is important. Otherwise we find an important point here also to learn. Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali explains that he says that I had one doubt in my mind and I kept it aside. This is also very important. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explains an important point. Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali, great Hakimul Ummat, the Hakim of the time, the special doctor of the time, spiritual doctor. He taught us that don't ask, if you got a doubt in your mind about anything, don't just ask anybody. Because if that person, he doesn't, he's not an expert, even if he looks like a pious person, but he doesn't know how to answer that question, he'll put you into more doubt. And don't ask it in public. And now if you ask in public, Mawlana, what is this? And he's not qualified to answer you. Now you put a doubt in everybody's mind. So don't, if you know that person, know you have got a certain amount of itimad, trust, know inshallah he'll able to solve my problem, then ask that person. So don't just ask anybody. That's what Hazrat explains. Our buzurgs also, they never just used to like after a program, question and answers. Because many people ask something that if the answer is not, for him is not appropriate or somebody, now you left with a doubt. So very, very important. Don't just ask anybody all the time anything. Me, so Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah says, I had this doubt, I kept it in my mind. And Hazrat says, I have two files. One is a file where I have certain certain doubts, misunderstandings, I put it one side, in that file. And I make dua, Ya Allah, open the reality. When Allah Ta'ala puts the answer in my mind, through my buzurg or whatever, I bring it into the file of which I know. So very simple. But we're not in that category of Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali. We shouldn't think we are, but what we have to learn, that just unnecessary just asking questions, and unnecessary for any small, and ask any person, you put yourself into more doubt. So Hazrat says, I had this doubt, that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it comes in a hadith of that one, two times Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgot the rakats of namaz. In Asr he made 5 rakats. Then Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did the rakats change? Did it become more? What? So then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, why? Said, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made 4 or 5 rakats. Then Hazrat explains that Allah put the thought in my mind that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam might have heard, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's connection with Allah and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's concentration and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's devotion with Allah is of such a high category that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam thinking of Allah forgot about the rakats at certain times. And people like myself, we think of dunya and we forget the rakats. So there's a vast difference between the two. And Hazrat Tanvir Ramda gave a beautiful example of this. He says, if you see 2 people standing at a river or a small stream, and both of them standing in front of that river, you go, you see both of them look the same, but the one person, there are big difference between the two. The one person already swam across, he knows the current, he knows everything, he swam across and he came back. This other person is still thinking, I must swim across that river, I don't know what's going to happen. So the friends of Allah, the pious servants of Allah, they are in connection with Allah all the time. Out of namaz, in connection with Allah. So, although it is important that just very occasionally to teach us, Allah Ta'ala made this happen to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but this is to teach us that we shouldn't differentiate in the wrong way between the pious and ordinary people like myself. We have to understand reality. And that is then we'll understand that Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to perform tahajjud namaz, he used to be like at the arsh of Allah. Now he has to come and perform fajr namaz. Then he used to come, after he completes his namaz, he used to tell Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, kallimini ya Humaira. Oh Humaira, what her pet name, her beautiful name, that, oh my beloved, please talk to me. In other words, bring me down. Let me land my plane now. Now I have to go and make salah for my musallis. Now I have to come down to earth. And that is why our Shaykh says so beautifully, our Dada Shaykh explains, that the pious servants of Allah, They are by the arsh of Allah. But they have to land their plane down to pick up passengers like me and take us also to Allah Ta'ala. If their plane is all the time on top, how they going to take us to Allah Ta'ala? And that is what Allah Ta'ala told to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in ayat, وَاسْبِذْ نَفْتَكَمْ عَلَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ. Make little sabr. We know you want close contact. You only want to be in connection with Allah. And as you get this devotion, now you see, as we learn in front, now you don't want friends. You want to be on your own. You enjoy your own zikr, reading kitab, etc. Otherwise, you just want to be talking and passing time and talking about sports. Then, so a person on his own, now he is enjoying himself. So this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely important. So we should differentiate what is khushu and what is istighraq. We don't have to be absorbed. That is not within the capability of a person. And Allah ta'ala is not such. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah has only commanded us what we are able to do, not what is beyond us. So very simple. That is why we find in order to learn this khushu, Hazrat Arifin ne be baru namaz padne ke tarika bhi bayan farmaye. That is why the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are arifin, who have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like all our pious servants, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi, all these great buzrugs have written many, many kitabs on how to get a namaz, the way to learn how to get a namaz, what ruh, what life in it, what current in it, a true namaz, a proper namaz, then see what this namaz will bring in a person's life. And then see what we learn. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna salata tanha anil fashai wal munkar. Namaz will take out all these things, the wrong things from your life. But learn how to make namaz. You will see automatically you got a habit of talking lies, of stealing. They're just, you don't like to steal. But you see something laying, you pick it up, you take it, and you make an excuse, no, it's laying, it's mine. Or even you put your hands in somebody's pocket and you take. But just performing namaz and learning, you'll see all those bad habits will go on. But myself, let me think that 30, 40 years I'm performing namaz since I'm baligh, but I still got the, after namaz I'm still talking, the imam read like this, making ghibat of the imam. And our shaykh said, one is to make ghibat of ordinary people is terrible. Worse is to make ghibat of the ulama, the imam sahab, and the pious servants. That is a very great danger. Danger of waging war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person do this course and learn from, one is to learn from the kitab, but then it, as we come in front, we'll understand it's not just theory. The reality is practical. You have to learn it from those who got it. Then it will come into us. And then you realize it's a lifelong effort. جن میں ایک بہت ہی مبارک اور موثر حضرت سید احمد شہید رحمت اللہ علیہ کی تقریر ہے جو عرصہ ہوا انوار الصلاح کے نام سے تباہ ہو کر نایاب ہو چکی. اس کو دیکھ کر خود بندہ کا اور دیگر احباب کا تقاضا ہوا کہ اس کو دوبارہ اس کو دیکھ کر خود بندہ کا اور دیگر احباب کا تقاضا ہوا کہ اس کو دوبارہ تباہ کرایا جائے کہ اس مختصر رسالہ کو جس نے بھی پڑھا بے اختیار اش کر اٹھا کر کہ سبحان اللہ کیا نماز ہے. That Hazrat says one of those kitabs that we are learning here, this Anwar Ustalah, this is one of those kitabs that has taught the method. This is the kitab of Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi, very great pious person, and a small but thin kitab, very small kitab, but it has taught us the great lesson how to bring a namaz of life. Bahu, a namaz, a true namaz of reality. That Hazrat says, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, says this kitab was printed in the early days, then it became out of print and people actually virtually forgot about it. But when I saw this kitab and my other friend saw it, they said, ah, what a kitab. It must be printed again. And when it was, when people saw it, they said, ah, and who read this kitab? What is namaz? We thought namaz is just to come and just do our duty and go back to work. When we realize what is namaz, then you'll understand the reality and what enjoyment you will get. Like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali has said so beautifully that one businessman, he was a Muslim, but not namazi, and no time for namaz. He was going with his servant, who was carrying his goods. So it was azan time. His servant was conscious and worried about his namaz. He said, Hazrat, please get, they said, please give me time to go and just perform my namaz. He said, okay, you go, I'll wait here outside. So he went, he started reading his namaz after Jamaat. He started reading his sunnats and nafal and enjoying himself, taking his time and reading it properly. People are coming out. Now his boss is getting impatient. What's happening? Why are you not coming out? So he started screaming. What are you? Why are you not coming out? What's happening? So he's saying, that same being who's not allowing you to come in, he's not allowing me to come out. In other words, Allah allowed me to come in and enjoy the connection with Allah. And unfortunately, you are devoid of it. So if we don't make a fikr and concern, then we'll just be rushing in and out. And as our Shaykh says so beautifully, today we blame the labor laws. That last in, first out. That if you last you got employment, they'll dismiss you first. Any problem, those who got employed last, they will get first dismissed. So Hazrat says, that is our condition. That we come in last in the masjid, and first we want to be out. So this is the, and Hazrat explains, Allahu Akbar, this is the foresight of our Shaykh, that many things in our life also, we blame the government, and this is happening, that is happening, but actually it's our condition. Like now, for example, we say that Zamzam water, they're restricting only 5 liters. But let us see, when we there at Haramain Sharifain, we hardly drink Zamzam. We don't drink ourselves, and we're drinking all the other harmful drinks and fuzzy drinks, and now when we come back, we're complaining, no, they don't allow us. We have caused it ourselves. If we show in our talab, as Allah Ta'ala, as we learn in front here, that Allah sees from the how our condition is, then Allah Ta'ala will bless us. So when a person read this kitab, then you understood, Allahu Akbar, what is salah? And then a person realized, it's not like just putting up a house and with all the latest appliances, but no wiring, no current. So we got namaz, we are paban, punctual on my namaz also, I'm giving my zakat also. But when I give it, I feel that heaviness. I come for namaz also, I feel that I had work, but I had to leave my work, I'll just go make my namaz quickly. Your namaz is in your life, but there's still no current. When you get this current through the Shaykh and he wires our life up, and the love of Allah comes in the heart, then we'll understand the statement of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Qurratu aini fi salati puri misal. What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? That the coolness of my eyes in salah. This is proverbial to mean extreme joy. Where I get enjoyment in salah. We, let us think, where do we get enjoyment in salah? So this enjoyment, what you get, extreme pleasure, enjoyment, you can't explain. Like a sahabi, he's invited, a person invited him for meals. So he thought, after Isha, let me just read my witr, otherwise I might miss my witr. And he started his witr and enjoyed his qiraat so much, it became fajr. His friend said, what kind of person? You accepted my dawat, you didn't come? He says, because you gave me a dawat, I'll tell you that I wanted to come. It's not that I rejected your dawat. But this is what happened. I got so engrossed in my enjoyment of tilawat that I forgot that the time also went away. So this reality, that at least for that few minutes, we are concentrating, we are in the masjid, we are in, that is why Allah Ta'ala says with regard to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. That after your whole work of connecting people towards Allah, all the time, not like us, today our object of life is my business, my job, my just and deen is part. No, our main object of life is Allah, our deen, and our dunya is by the way. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the pious servants, their whole life is deen. That is, either connecting the friends of Allah Ta'ala to Allah Ta'ala, disconnecting them from all this the social media and all this connection. And we think, I got the best Wi-Fi, I got the best this, but I'm disconnected to Allah. So I got no connection. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's work to connect the people towards Allah, the pious servants who are the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. But Allah Ta'ala says, after all that, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. What eagerness going make your connection with Allah. And that is why very important, you can be the greatest Shaykh also. Our Dada Shaykh says, لَا وَارِدَ لِمَنْ لَا وِرْدَلَ. That person won't able to distribute who hasn't got wazifas in his life. You don't make your own zikr, you don't make your own nafal namaz, and you're telling everybody, hey, the zikr is enjoyable, and this is, we're just fooling ourselves. So we have to do it ourselves. A person wants to distribute zamzam, but his can is empty. What is going to distribute? And that is why we have to understand. Many people think, I'm doing alimi fikr. I'm calling people towards Allah. That is a great thing. But if you don't have Allah in your heart yourself, how are you going to do it? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala sat in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what sohbat, and when that love of Allah came in the heart, now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and connect people. Now just what their actions, what their trade, what their talking, they connected people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just, and that is why another masala comes up, that with regard to salah, that one is Isha and one is Asha. Asha means your supper. If supper is ready, and Isha is also ready, then what must you do first? Must you first read Isha namaz, or must you first have your supper? In other words, you're quite hungry and you need to have a supper, and Isha is also ready. There's few azan is going now. There's few minutes for jamaat. So why? What must you have? So according to hadith and according to the teachings of the ulama, that first have your Asha, first have your supper, because if you have you read your Isha first, your whole Isha will become supper. That in Isha namaz you've been thinking, hey, my wife made this, and there must be the roast chicken, there must be this. So your whole namaz became supper. And if you read your namaz first, if you had your supper first, now your stomach is full. Now your namaz will be made namaz. And so, but on the other hand, the students that were studying in the Darulum, they asked the ustad, that Hazrat, if we have Isha supper first, our jamaat will go. We know our type of supper. Then Hazrat explains so beautifully. He says, Sahaba radiallahu anhu ka khana tere baap dada jaise thore the. He says, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the food was not like ours and our grandfathers. That what a long dastarkhan. They had 2-3 pieces date, water, or some dry roti, and they carried on. Not like us today, we eat so much and we can't perform salah. They couldn't have no food, and they used to have pangs of hunger. So this reality has to come to us. So Hazrat further explains, aur uske mutala se har namazi ko kuch fayda zarur hota hai. Whoever studies this kitab properly, in other words, learns it from qualified mashayikh, and then and you study it and you do this course, then definitely it will be beneficial for you. It will definitely be beneficial. But lekin ye bhi zahir hai ke mahaz mutala se har koi khud aisi namaz ada karne par qadir nahi ho sakta hai jab tak ke khas tartib se uski mashq na kare. But this is also an accepted fact that just by studying the kitab alone, and now it's printed in English also on Anwarus Salah, we should read it over and over. But just by reading it alone, don't think that I will be able to perfect my namaz. You will benefit to a certain degree, but on your own, until you don't do a special course, like a person, he says he wants to become a doctor, he goes to the library and buys all medical books and studies. Would that person be a doctor? And he opens a surgery. Government will lock him up, and who will go to such a doctor? So exactly the same, even a ordinary girl wants to learn how to bake a cake, she'll see all the recipe books, but she'll make a big mess. Till she don't see her mother how she bakes it, she'll able to. Exactly, that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Our deen is so simple. We don't have to do long studies, etc. We just have to see those who got deen in them, learn deen from them. So till we don't do that special course, and this is a genuine sheikh, is that person who's concerned to teach his murids. And we see all the mashayikh have taught their murids special cause with regard to salah. And look at our sheikh, and this is a murid, a sheikh, that he'll teach his murid how to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not by, you see, or this is a very rich murid, so bring him into his pocket, that he'll give me a lot of gifts, and he'll give me, I'll just make a ishara that I need this car, so he'll organize it. No, that is a sheikh, a genuine sheikh is that person who will connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding that we do this course sincerely and with devotion and make dua to Allah, and Allah ta'ala grants us this out of his special mercy. SubhanAllah.